Hunter's missing gun appears at trial 6 years later. By Wendell Hasebo on June 5, 2024. Hunter Biden's missing revolver appeared at his gun trial after 6 years. When the FBI got involved in the case of a missing firearm tossed in a Delaware dumpster. Text messages from Hunter previously revealed what appears to be a contradiction in an official Secret Service statement, which claimed the agency had no involvement in the incident involving Hallie Biden, Hunter's ex-lover, finding a gun inside of Hunter Biden's pickup and tossing it in a trash can behind a grocery store where they frequently shopped. Yet Hunter's text messages say, the police, the FBI, the Secret Service came on the scene, as Breitbart News reported in 2021. The gun store owner who sold the weapon to Hunter reportedly refused to supply the paperwork to the Secret Service when it allegedly sought to retrieve it at the time of the incident, suspecting the agency's officers would keep the documents away from scrutiny. During Wednesday's court proceedings, the prosecutors from the Justice Department produced the weapon for the jury and former gun shop employee Gordon Cleveland, who sold the gun to Hunter, to inspect. Jurors craned their necks to see the gun for Cleveland to verify. He verified it immediately, according to court reporters. Cleveland told Hunter at the time of the gun purchase in 2018 to take your time in filling out the federal form before he bought it, Cleveland testified. He also said he watched Hunter mark no on the question of whether he was a user of illegal drugs. Hunter used crack when he purchased the firearm, according to a wide variety of photos from the time on his abandoned laptop. Hunter is charged with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms licensed dealer. Cleveland testified he quit working at the sports store in 2021 due to health issues, NBC News reported. Another round of questions seemed to be building toward a prosecution theory that Hunter Biden purchased the gun for his protection during drug deals. Prosecutor Hines asked Cleveland what came after Biden filled out the ATF form. Cleveland said they discussed other things you need with the gun, including a speed loader and ammo. Cleveland said they discussed two different categories of ammunition: full metal jacket bullets, which are better for usage on shooting range, and hollow bullets, which are better for self-defense. Cleveland said he explained those usages to Hunter. Hunter opted for the hollow point bullets. Hines then produced a box that he asked Cleveland to identify, containing 25 to 30 hollow point bullets manufactured by American Gunner that matched what Hunter Biden purchased that day. Hines showed the box to the jury, just as he did with the revolver. A photo of the box was shown on the display as well. Just before 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the trial adjourned until Thursday at 9 a.m. Cleveland will remain on the stand. Read more about Hunter's gun trial here. The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.